This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and Roman has agreed to stay over to answer questions, and we invite you to call into the program at 800-313-9443. And just in my own lifetime, I've seen a lot of what you're talking about and have noted the changes. It used to be that the only thing that you had to wrap leftovers in was wax paper. And and now there's aluminum foil, and there's all these various types of plastic bags, and there's plastic.
What you can do dishware. Is if you have leftovers, put them in glass containers, snap the lid shut. The lid is made of plastic, but you can reuse it thousands of times. You don't need to use like plastic wrap and all that junk. I'd like to kind of, if you don't have any questions right now, about species extinction. Species across the planet are collapsing. For example, lions. In 1950, there were probably about 400,000 in the wild. Today, there's between 23,000 and 39,000. And there's a warning they could go extinct by 2050. At the start of the 20th century, there were 100,000 tigers. Now there's around 2,000 to 3,000. It's decreased by almost 97%. Giraffes, in the last 30 years, have fallen by 56%. From 157,000 to 69,000.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah. Black rhinos used to be 850,000. That's the estimate. Today, there's only 5,000. They've declined by over 99%.
And what is killing them off? The same kind of plastic and...
Plastic's not getting them. So what's happening to African wildlife is what happened to North American wildlife.
Oh, overkill.
Hunting, poaching, and this same thing of using rhino horns and elephant tusks and lion bones and tiger penises for stupid, ridiculous medicines in China and Asia. And they're also hunted for bushmeat because people are desperate and they'll eat anything. And so you have this all these different factors just threatening all these iconic forms of life that in a short period of time they could just be in, you know, just like dinosaurs. They might be in a few reserves, they might be in some zoos, but you know, in the wild they could all be gone. And it's just insane. And we're really not doing a lot about it. There are brave people out there who risk their lives and people get killed. These people that protect these wild, you know, this wildlife on reserves. Mm-hmm. But the huge amount of money that people make from rhino horns are worth more than gold. And they can fetch like, you know, between $25,000 and $60,000 per kilogram for these rhino horns. And so you have this huge illegal wildlife trade that's worth $23 billion. And so you have all this money being made from these rare, you know, parts of creatures or whole creatures. And, you know, it's being driven by this, you know, a lot of this idiocy that these things are health benefits. They're not. It's just this nonsense that's being pushed along, and then people think they need these things, or they just want them, or they just want to kill something. You know, oh, I want to go spend X number of dollars to go kill something. Okay. And so you can fly to some place and go shoot something, and that makes you feel better. It's all these different things are putting such stress on all these ecosystems.
Wow.
Essentially, we're taking all the life on the planet, we're replacing it with livestock, which is 60% of mammals, 36% of humans, and only 4% are wild animals. Chickens make up 70% of all birds and only 30% are wild. We're in the middle of the sixth mass extinction. There was five other ones that decimated life because of volcanic activity, the strike of the meteors that killed the dinosaurs, and other things like that. And we're in the middle of it. And not a lot of people recognize what a disaster we're in. We talked about insects. Globally, moths and butterflies have gone down by 35% over the last 40 years.
Wow.
75% decline in flying insects in research in Germany. I remember when I was a kid, there was moths all over the place.
You know, around
the lights. You know, bugs would be hitting your windshields. Because I remember that. And you'd have to
scrape
it. All that. I haven't seen that in years. You know, you just don't see
anything. Either. That's why you had service stations that used to come out and wash your windshields because of all the bugs.
I haven't scraped off a bug off my windshield in a long time. I can't even remember. There are authors that are in the scientific literature talking about biological annihilation. This is where we are. And, you know, it's obviously that's why I warn people not to listen to this if you're depressed, because now you're going to be more depressed. So, you know, we're unwinding the whole ecosystem of the planet. In science, space science, they always talk about terraforming other planets to make them Earth-like. We're de-terraforming our own planet. We're trying to make it so it's habitable for other life. We've lost our collective minds.
And I think it's our need for immediate gratification, our need to the consumerism that drives us. And certainly,
you know,
China has better answers for medical intervention than rhino tests and things like that. What kind of crazy people would believe that eating?
Well, people believe all sorts of strange things across the planet, and they have throughout history, and they still do. You know, again, it's not an easy problem to solve.
Right.
Food waste alone, right? We waste huge amounts of food. There's about almost 1.8 billion people that are in trouble with food. They suffer from hunger. And we waste 2.9 trillion pounds of food every year. And it's enough food to, you know, feed the hungry twice over. And, you know, and I see people, you know, they go to a restaurant and they just throw it away. Families waste about 1/4 of their food. They throw it away.
Wow.
Because food doesn't have any real value. It's like, oh, I can go buy that. I can buy this. I can buy that. So the affluent people, you know, from, you know, middle class on up, you know, it's just, just food. I just bought food. I can buy food anytime I want. I can go to the grocery store, buy anything I want. So it doesn't have any real value.
When I was growing up and I had to finish everything on my plate, and my mother informed me that there were people starving in China, and so of course I cleaned my plate. We didn't throw things away.
I did the same. My mom came over, my parents came over during World War II through Europe, and so I heard the stories of not having enough food to eat, eating food with bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So you had enough food to eat, and I watched things like The World at War and these kind of other things when I was a kid. And, you know, I grew up with some kind of appreciation, and I don't think a lot of people have that. So there, you know, it's this whole mentality of, well, I earned it, I can buy it, therefore that's all I need to worry about. You know, as if the whole world is just based on money, which is, you know, artificial construct in the first place. And the same thing goes for clothes. Fast fashion has taken over quality clothes. It's this, I can buy a T-shirt for $5. Well, I didn't wear it. I can just throw it away. And resource waste. And the United States imports around 97% of their clothes. And, you know, that's crazy. You can make quality clothes here instead of shipping it. And the reason we do it is because, honestly, we have slave labor in other countries.
Right.
We have people in Bangladesh who work for a couple bucks a day, working in horrible factories in horrible conditions, and no environmental laws, so they can just dump all the waste into the rivers, which ends up, in the oceans. So we can get $5 shirts from H&M and these other places. It's a collective insanity. We just, you know, because we want cheap junk, we're allowing the destruction of the planet. And it's, you know, it's going to come back and bite us and really badly.
And of course, the technology, too. We have a lot of technology that is very dangerous for the environment. Mm-hmm. There's cell towers all over. There are just G5. There are all kinds of things that we didn't have in the environment a long time ago or a few years ago that really do make a difference. I don't have a smart meter on my home. I have a sign that says, do not remove this analog meter. But these things are dangerous. To the insects, the birds. People don't know what the impact of all this technology has on the environment.
Yeah, so yeah, everyone buys the latest gadget. They get the latest TV. Even if their TV is okay, they can just throw it out. It's not that much money. Oh, whatever. You know, I'll just buy a new one. You know, and all that stuff goes somewhere. It doesn't get reused. So you have the equivalent of like 800 laptops thrown out every second.
Oh, you're kidding. And where did they throw them out at? Because they
end up in the dump. A lot of it gets exported to, again, China or other Asian countries where poor people, you know, sit there with some fire and try to melt off and, you know, capture back things like, you know, copper and things like that. And they release huge amounts of toxins, which are, of course, destructive to them and destructive to the environment. And to, you know, the average person, it's like, oh, I just threw it out. I bought a new one. There's no responsibility for the end use of any of this stuff. So it's a broken system. You can buy whatever you want, you just throw it away. And there's no expectation that you have to do much except, well, maybe I threw my bottle in the recycle bin, which probably isn't even being recycled.
Wow.
Depressingly enough.
When I was in China in 2007, you could not breathe in Beijing. And most of the local residents wore face masks.
Sure.
You literally could not breathe. And when we were going down the Yangtze River, you could smell gasoline. Mm-hmm. And you could see it floating on top of the river.
So all those rivers are polluted and essentially dead. There's a river in Indonesia, the Sitrum River. I can't say it correctly. Sitrum, I think it's called. It's loaded with, you can find documentaries on YouTube. It's filled with dyes and plastic and human refuse. There's 200 textile factories along the river, and they just dump their dyes into the river.
Okay, we do have some callers. I didn't.
Okay.
I got
2 minutes, sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's take Bill in Austin. Bill?
Hello. Great show.
Hey. Wonderful.
Couple of quick questions. There was an old saying the Indians used to have that never live downstream of the white man. So I think that kind of holds true today to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, on your first hour, you spoke of the environmental pollution that people lived in the 1800s, the raw sewage and the different health concerns. Does it seem to you that we're doing somewhat similar to the environment now, only in a more modern fashion. We're polluting in a similar way.
Oh, sure. We're just essentially better hiding it in the Western world, thinking that, you know, we got relatively clean air and we're doing, you know, recycling and whatnot. We just export it to other parts of the world. And I think the reason China has done so well is because the West has exported their labor, cheap labor, and, you know, lack of pollution laws over there. We exported it all. So that's why there's this brown haze is over lots of Asia. Yeah, because we wanted cheap labor and no environmental standards, and that's happened over, you know, many decades. So, yeah, if you go out to those countries, those rivers are polluted worse probably than we had in the 1800s, because now they're filled with all sorts of chemicals that never existed in the 1800s.
The second question is, are you trying to start a movement, or are you just more interested in just disseminating your material that you compile?
My interest is to change, you know, a lot of people. Yes, it's more. There are people in, you know, so-called environmental movement. Yeah, so that's the main goal. The information I'm disseminating is to get people to change. It's not just, oh, here's some interesting, you know, type of interesting stuff to read. You know, oh, okay, great. No, it's to make changes, to try to have an impact. And honestly, the damage and the momentum of the damage is massive. So it's already underway. There's not much you can do to mitigate that damage, you know, from, you know, these collapses from happening. But if you don't do anything, it's just only going to be worse.
Have you done any research on the Fukushima disaster, and also
no.
The Chernobyl in Russia, where there are no humans allowed back in the area, and then nature started rebuilding itself?
Yeah, well, I have a possible chapter on that, but I haven't really done that. I think I'm going to probably drop that particular. I have too much to possibly get done, so I might add that later anyway. I don't really know. Right now, I'm kind of covering plastics in the ocean, the overfishing, the coral reefs collapsing, which we didn't talk about, ocean dead zones, glaciers vanishing, tropical rainforests collapsing. So all these kind of things, species extinction. That's probably going to be enough. That's depressing enough.
We appreciate all your research that you do very much. Thank you for the answering the questions.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Moving Back From, and or Instagram, and you know, I'll be happy to send out the chapters. So just email me at movingbackfrommidnight@gmail.com.
We got to get your website up dedicated to this.
If you'd like to help me, that'd be great. I've been trying to get that sort of going, but I haven't succeeded.
I have a friend that is the genius at doing that.
Let me know.
I'll refer you. Okay, we have another caller, Jenna in Washington.
Okay, I got two more minutes, but yeah.
Okay,
oh,
Jenna, go ahead.
Great. I really like that you brought up your research back in the 1800s in London, because it reminded me that there was a soil scientist that was actually applying charcoal, which is a topic that I'm very interested in rejuvenating the soil, recarbonizing the soil, because that's less understood among the populace of what's going on with the planet, because the soil is so depleted of carbon. So I've been making biochar and researching about biochar, but I couldn't find the name of this scientist that, like, went into a workhouse and just dumped in a whole bunch of charcoal, and it removed the smell because it adsorbs. And then it reminded me of the Terra Preta story in the Amazon. In the 1500s, the sanitation system was utilizing the charcoal to actually create humus with the human waste. And it just jarred all of these thoughts that I find that are applicable.
That's really interesting. Can you email me some of that?
I would love to.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Right.
I have to go. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
I'd like
thank
to come back
Roman.
On again.
Bless your heart for what you're doing. All righty, we're going to a quick break. Thank you, Jenna, for your phone call, and Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Have a good day.
Yeah.
You too.
Bye.
Clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back, and I thank our guest for the information that he gave, and the phone lines are open. If you have some comments about what we learned today, if you have any, well, comments about anything, it doesn't have to be regarding what we talked about in the first part of the program. After 8 years of use, my desktop computer, which I was 8 years old, 8.5 years old, it just literally gave up the ghost. And so I did reluctantly replace it, had to get used to Windows 10 because it had Windows 7 on it. I had to get used to MS Word 365. And so it's been a very educational week for me. I've also been doing some other things that are very interesting. But this recycling thing and the decimation of the planet and just the things that I have noticed. And I do love to be outside. I used to do a lot of gardening, organic gardening, and I composted everything. As I was growing up, we didn't have all of the plastic and all of the other stuff that permeates our entire environment, and we don't really realize just what kind of damage that we are doing. And I did replace all of my plastic containers and that sort of thing with glass, throughout any aluminum cookware that I had. Well, yeah, I wonder where it went. Gosh. Yeah. I recycled it. Threw it in the garbage. And where did it go? I don't know. I do try and make my own products, shampoo and toothpaste and that kind of thing. And we can each do whatever we can do in our own homes to try to live healthier and to keep from adding to the problem. But, of course, it happens incrementally. If all of this stuff had all of a sudden descended upon us in a very short period of time, of course we would have rebelled. We would have said something about it. But incrementally, we accept, for instance, as the telephones begin to change. And I think I was probably one of the first people in my immediate circle that got a mobile phone. It was a Motorola phone. It was big, really big. And I was on the road at the time, doing a lot of traveling, and I just felt that I really needed to have a phone that was readily accessible, so that I could call home, or somebody could get a hold of me. But it had this, it was huge, and it had a cradle where you could recharge it and everything, and I was so proud of that phone. And now I do have a cell phone that I do not use. I use it maybe once or twice a month, only for emergencies, and I tried to get rid of all the electrical product in my bedroom so that I am not getting zapped with dirty electricity. I have Graham Stetzer filters on many of my outlets. I have gadgets that I try to limit the bad frequencies that come into the home. I think we can each do as much as we possibly can to eliminate what we would refer to as modern technology. But I love having Roman on the program. He's always a wealth of information, was a wealth of information regarding vaccines. If you have any questions or comments about vaccines or anything at all that you want to call into the program about, then please feel free. And, of course, the number is 800-313-9443. And it's kind of a depressing thing. But anyway, we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we're talking about some of the things that we could be doing in order to keep from destroying the planet. Okay, let's take Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Deanna.
Hi. It's lovely to hear your voice and to have you call in.
Well, thank you. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I was very interested in Roman's remarks. First of all, I want to say that I think we need to be cautious about being herded into accepting this so-called Green New Deal or anything like it.
Oh.
Mother Gaia worship and all this other stuff.
Yes.
This all comes out of the Club of Rome and the document called Limits to Growth. It's how they intend to make the whole world a communitarian world. And so we need to be cautious about being driven like a herd of bison to the end, to the edge of a cliff, so mm-hmm. that we can make
Kill
food
one.
for the Amerindians over the winter.
Right.
So what I want to say is, I know that, I'm in my mid-60s, and I remember when I was young, I used to think about these things long and hard, because, of course, the first Earth Day was commemorated on my mother's birthday. That would have been April 22nd, 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was in celebration of Vladimir Lenin's birthday, which occurred 100 years earlier.
Whoa. Yeah.
That would have been April 22nd, 1870. So,
yes.
The thing that I've learned about history, since we weren't really taught history as we were growing up, is number one, these wars are just not what we thought they were. And that includes the Revolutionary War.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, the formal document, the treaty, which ended those hostilities on the American soil, was called the Treaty of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Treaty of Paris, it was the colonists who were paying reparations to the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other way around. So when you look at that, if you look at the language of that document and you really parse it, you realize who actually won that war. And it wasn't the American people. Remember, the U.S. Constitution didn't come about until later.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And it was written by the elite for the elite.
That's right.
The Articles of Confederation were really more for the people. And... And it was more for states' rights and that kind of thing. And
the vast majority of the American colonists were people that were trying to escape the turmoil of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They were simple people. They were farmers, craftsmen, and tradesmen, and so forth and so on. And they probably wanted to get along.
Mm-hmm.
With the existing indigenous populations. But the truth is that the crown never relinquished under international law their territorial claim upon this land under the right of conquest and the law of discovery.
Right.
And that means that the average American today has never been conferred allodial property rights. Now, remember, the property was a very important thing to the colonists, because they didn't mm-hmm. have property rights in England and other parts of Europe, because basically they were coming out of the feudal system. It was
mm-hmm.
a very torturous time. But here's the thing. If people actually had allodial property rights, then imagine if you have 4 to 5 acre tracts of land on one side of a river, and you have 4 or 5 acres of 5 acre tracts on the other side of the river, and there were 20 homesteading families, or excuse me, 8 homesteading families on either side of the river total, then you could not pollute another one's space without some remedy under common law to stop the degradation. In other
mm-hmm.
words, you wouldn't want to pollute your own river, especially if you derive sustenance from that river. Maybe you fish that river. And so today, the truth is that we don't have a government of, by, and for the people at all. What we have is, the largest polluting entities in America today are really the energy companies, the U.S. military, the telecom industry.
You're right.
The pharmaceutical industry. And these people are all protected. And so we're being poisoned by people who are essentially being protected. And the people that are the sock puppets that supposedly represent the people and their go-betweens between big industries and the environmental protection of the people do not exist. We no longer have a representative government.
If we ever did at all.
That's right. And so I just wanted to say that, you know, when I was a boy, Deanna, I thought there was something wrong with skyscrapers. There was just something wrong about that. I remember I knew a lot of hippies and free thinkers naturally growing up, just like probably you did. Other people our age did. And I remember this one pretty well-read girl. She described skyscrapers as big penises in the sky.
You know, the pillars typically are representative of what you just said. And I grew up in Sacramento. We moved from Nevada to Sacramento, and Sacramento was not really, they didn't have a lot of skyscrapers, but buildings do represent certain bodily parts, and always have since very ancient times. So, yes, I recall that that is one of the things that what you just said.
Well, the fact is, you know, if Americans actually had allodial property rights,
mm-hmm.
This kind of environmental degradation could not have happened.
Right.
It could not have happened. Because people just wouldn't stand for it. I mean, nobody wants the air they breathe, the water they drink, and the land upon which they trod, the food they eat, to be poisoned. And yet we countenance this. And we've got people that are in these particular industries and do not realize, because they're compartmentalized,
mm-hmm.
that they're actually involved in organized crime.
You're right.
The
and
US
of course Congress
is the world's greatest polluter.
Which is? Who is?
The US military is the world's
right.
greatest polluter.
You're absolutely right. They bury on every base, or if they relinquish land, it's always incredibly polluted and can't be used for anything else. But they do use it for other things. And you're right. That look at all the bombs and all the destruction that they have, all over the planet, actually.
Well, you know, Carswell Air Force
yes.
Base in Fort Worth, Indiana, you know, they closed that base down. You know, remember there was a spate of base closings, military base closings across
right.
the country.
Right.
Well, the place was so polluted that, you know, could have qualified for super funding or super fund sites, you know, for cleaning mm-hmm. it up. But instead, they built a prison.
Oh, my gosh.
We have the largest prison population in the world.
Right.
Per capita right here in America. So how is it different from the time of Alexander Solzhenitsyn and when he wrote about the Gulag Archipelago.
Right.
Anyway, that's the answer, and that could be explored in depth anytime. It's about allodial property rights, and that's the only thing that's going to reverse it. It's the only thing, and it has to be enshrined in the law, because the truth is the wealth, the real wealth in this life is our attachment to the land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where health and well-being is derived.
How
true.
We
can also talk about the plumbing system, too. You know, the plumbing system has been all wrong. This idea of flushing our waste, mixing it into the water system, it was all wrong. It has to be completely rethought, and people have rethought it. They've come up with solutions. I mean, I'm not one to say that I'm against modern plumbing, but the idea of, you know, Wynn Parker used to talk about these things,
mm-hmm.
although I didn't cotton to his solution.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just, this kind of, and we have to be careful about being, you know, railroaded or herded to basically, you know, we live in a modern world, and if we're forced to live like they did back in the 18th century again, it's going to kill a lot of people, which of course I think is part of the agenda is depopulation. And
mm-hmm.
it seems pretty evident, I think, to most folks by now.
Right. And you're right. The industries that you mentioned really, they are able to act in incredibly irresponsible ways simply because of the lobbyists that they have in Congress. And Congress really are a bunch of criminals, and you appealing to the government is not going to make any difference at all, because
these people are not your friend. And you know, the fact of the matter is this: in the entire European settlement of the Americas, the master plan was conceived by Francis Bacon in his mm-hmm. New Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And it was really all about piracy and slavery. And, you know, there's something that you can watch. You know, white slavery really did exist.
Oh, it was more popular than black slavery. Absolutely. You're right.
We've entered into a time of actual technological slavery. I call it techno-slavery. And remember, slavery always begins in the mind. And when we tie that back to what occurred in 1863 during the war between the states, you know, you had an international lawyer from Harvard College who was a conscript in the Union Army as a major, and his name was Franz Lieber.
Right,
Francis
Lieber,
anglicized. Mm-hmm. And that has never been rescinded. It placed all Americans
right.
under martial rule, and it was called the Doctrine of Necessity. The mm-hmm. only thing that mattered was the free flow of capital and commerce.
Right.
And whatever it took to keep the peace. And so basically it's been all about plunder of the resources of this land. And it was under Teddy Roosevelt that this country implemented British imperial land use policies.
Right.
Because the fact is, we never escaped from England. We never escaped from the clutches of the crown. And that's evidenced by the fact that we had a Barbados Caribbean slave trader named Levine, who was George Washington's first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton. He was tied to the Bank of England, and just like Martha Custis, she was a widow woman when she married George Washington, and she had her family. She inherited a sizable number of shares also in the Bank of England. If we go back to the true history of this country, you know, when we talk about the British East India Company and so forth, basically what we have is one big commercial enterprise. And it's run by corporations who, you know, their only reason for existence is so that they can have liability protection.
Right, right. And that came with right after the so-called Civil War. And I've written a lot about this in my trilogy. But thank you for bringing this all up. And wow, how true!
Yeah,
Go ahead.
You know, we talk about communitarian system today. You know, and basically that's supposed to be the synthesis of the thesis capitalism versus the antithesis of communism. But see, capitalism and communism are both socialist constructs, and they're both Jewish constructs. So how could communitarianism be a suitable answer?
Right.
For a new system of government, and especially in a time when we've got this instant communication. You know, it's the greatest surveillance and espionage tool ever devised, this modern technology.
Capitalism was called the European plan. And it was created by the communist. It's the same.
There you go.
It's the same thing.
Thanks for letting me weigh in, Deanna.
Oh, thank you for weighing in. I always love to hear from you. We need to have you back on the show, on the program, as a guest. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'd be delighted anytime.
You're always so wise. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Take care. We have Brian in Washington. Brian, welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
So, yeah, I like what Lark had to say. I, too, am taking Jerry Perry's advice in that six-page article she wrote in the last month. I think it's called Word to the Wise, Beware the Green New Deal.
Right. I need to email her and get her on the program also. She's a lot of good things to say. Could you hang on over the break? We'll be right back.
Yes.
Okay, be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All righty, we are back, and we're talking with Brian in Washington. So, where'd we leave off?
Well, the Green New Deal and
right.
Look out.
Okay.
And, of course, I also concur with Lark. We messed around and made mistakes from the get-go with this mixing our waste into the water and dumping it in the sea, the rivers, I'm kind of thinking, if you took a butter knife and spread our population thinly, we could all deal with our own waste, and that way it wouldn't be contaminated with large building areas. We really do have a big threat with these smart cities. We do have a huge mm-hmm. threat to rural existence.
Right.
This really would be something worth focusing on. They have come up with solutions that are causing all these problems, and we need a way out of it, and that might just be the key that unlocks the door. Let's see. I think that Tony Pantelaresco, so here's Jerry Perry, Larkin, Texas, Tony Pantelaresco, Deanna knows all these people. Surprise, mm-hmm. surprise. He says, you know, Washington State has got a new law. They're going to legally be able to compost humans. And Tony is saying...
What?
Yeah. So, you know, cremation and burials in cemeteries, expensive, Deanna. We need to be able to fire up a bulldozer and just push all these dead bodies, perfectly legal, into a pit and call it compost. That's what Tony is kind of figuring out. This is where we're going, mass kill-off, slow kill. So, yeah, I wanted to mention some of that. And, you know, if you're going to chat with Lark, you could have Jerry on at the same time.
That would be a great program.
Because, you know, in her article, she mentioned communitarianism, but, of course, along with Rosa Corey, the so-called guru, that is not somebody I want to believe everything that Rosa Corey says. She's kind of got her feet in the fire. She's involved with this whole land takeover, and now she's our new leader of holding the banner with the communitarian information she gleaned from Nikki. So,
all right.
If you were to have Jerry on, who doesn't really feel like she's God's gift to the radio airwaves,
she's a wonderful person.
Well, Lark could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm going to have Jenna put up this Word to the Wise article on the chat, along with a German guy and this Terra Preta biochar sanitation. He is spelling it out to college students, saying, I was told the same thing when I was a kid in college when I raised my hand. What about all the nutrient in waste that we're putting down the toilet? He said, it's the same people pushing climate change that was answering my question with, next question, please. I don't want to talk about it. Thank you, Deanna.
Wow. Thank you, Brian. And thank you, listeners. I think we've been well fed today by both our guests and our callers. So thank you very much, and we will visit next week. Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
extend your life with extend over.